6 and 7-year-olds are pointing and chattering in front of a mural bursting with plant and animal life. One of them, Pierre Rousseau, describes his favorite parts of the painting.
People, strawberries, some leaves, and fish, and a kind of mister who has a bird on his head.
The kids are at an exhibit of Norval Morisseau's work at the National Gallery of Art in Ottawa, Canada. Usually you hear a lot of shushing when kids are in an art gallery. Here you can almost feel the energy between the kids and the paintings. In one corner, Sadouk Ben Moussa and Amir Shalal are trying to figure out a mural that tells the story of creation.
And what's that big stuff? I don't know what's that big
stuff. A flower?
That big stuff.
Oh, the big stuff.
A bear.
Norval Morisseau grew up on an Ojibwe reservation on the north shore of Lake Superior. And that environment fills his paintings. The water, the animals, trees, berries. But most important are the people. His own people interacting with that nature. Gabe Vadas lived with Morisseau for many years. And now that the artist has Parkinson's disease, Vadas is his spokesman and guardian. He says when Morisseau was growing up in the 50s, his tribe began rejecting many of its traditions and its connection to the natural world. So Morisseau used his paintings to tell the stories he learned from his grandfather, who was a shaman.
And I think Norval just felt desperation as a young person to regain the identity that had been passed down to him. And of course, Grandpa's only telling him.
Really?
So there's a desperation that, wait a minute, I'm the only one who's learning these things and learning these legends.
One of these legends shows a man who changes into a thunderbird. It's one of Morisseau's most famous works, and it shows this transformation over 6 canvases. It begins with a man who has a bird perched on his head, as well as one in each arm. Slowly, his eyes get larger, his mouth forms a beak, and his arms become wings. This is Morisseau's later style, and it resembles stained glass. He uses thick black lines to create an intricate design of colors and shapes. Greg Hill curated the Morisseau show for Canada's National Gallery. It's now on display at the McMichael Gallery, north of Toronto, and it will be in New York City in January. Hill says the artist's later works contain a message for everyone, not just members of his own community.
He's saying that we all exist here on Mother Earth, and we need to respect that, those interrelationships.
That message is something that visitor Yvette Dibon says she could see in Morisseau's work.
Very spiritual, yes, yeah. That's why it touches me, because I believe also that we're all part of a creation, and the spirit, we can say God, but I mean it's all the creation, and it's not separate.
Morisseau's guardian, Gabe Vadas, says that when the artist returned to his hometown many years later, he was surprised to find many people who had gone back to the native traditions, and many told him that his paintings had inspired them to do so. Now, he hopes that with this major exhibit, more folks will be touched by his message. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.